Well, the Eagle Burger Band is here. You guys feeling pretty close to ready? They are. I'm getting a lot of thumbs up. They're going to get started in about a minute. I'll introduce them, and then I'm going to head out into the same studio that they're in. They're in our youth media center right now. I counted, I think there are 16 altogether. I counted, but I didn't write the number down. I should have. The Eagle Burger Band is both unique, but also part of a growing community all over the world of brass bands that play in order to call attention to issues and people, and also to have a lot of fun together. You'll hear trumpets and saxophones and a lot of trombones, a tuba, and percussion, and even more, and some marching, too. You might not hear it, but please imagine it. Here now, the Eagle Burger Band. Eagle Burger Band. That's about all I can say. After that, Kayla, I thought that was you. Kayla grabbed my hand. I'm catching my breath. And marched me throughout the band as they opened. You always do that? Is that a tradition?
It is. We all usually go through the bridge, but whenever we do something special, I try to pull somebody through the bridge. Lately at gigs, I've been trying to find a fun person in the crowd and invite them to come through with us.
I'm honored you concluded I'm special and fun. And you guys have played at the Allegheny Elks Mardi Gras for a long, long time and other places as well, Pawtucket Talk. You're well known there. Who can tell me about the song you just played?
I'm John Rubin, and my son Evan composed this song, so it's an original. It was inspired by that's not him.
good. I'm glad that he had the appropriately confused look, and shame on me for assuming that.
Yeah, it's inspired by some Indian music I was listening to, and we named it Shiva's Dance because Shiva's the god of destruction and creation, and dance, obviously, music, and then there is a Shiva's Dance where Shiva dances in a ring of fire and stomps out ignorance, so, yeah.
It's a good name for it. Tell me about your son. Does he sometimes play in the band?
My son is a musician, but he prefers black metal. So he still composes, but not really in this genre, in this vein.
Well, it's nice to meet you. As long as I called attention to Connor, can I say hello to you? You are Connor, right?
Yes.
And how old are you and where do you go to school?
I am 10 years old and I go to Dilworth.
Excellent school. Do you want to give any shout outs to anyone?
No.
Anyone who might be listening? Well, okay. And I understand your dad's in the band, too?
Yes, he is.
And where is he? Oh, there he is. It must be fun for the two of you to play together.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun just to jam with him. He's a great kid.
Excellent. How long have the two of you been together in band?
We just joined this band 1 month ago.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. What prompted you to do it?
John asked if I wanted to play, and I said, yeah, I'll play, but you have to take my 10-year-old son. So he agreed to that. So.
That's wonderful. Have you played trombone for a long time?
I've been playing for 5 years.
They are probably really happy to have you here. It's nice. Yes, they are. Let's see. We've got the next song coming up. Who can tell me about that? I think it's Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hi. How are you?
So the next song, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is a cover of Back of Town by Trombone Shorty. I went to New Orleans for the first time just a couple years ago and was blown away by sort of the second line stuff, not just the sort of parade stuff, but just all of that high energy street brass sort of sound. And I was always trying to find some good thing that was in our skill range to cover, and it's, you know, relatively advanced for us, but it was really fun to try to get that sound, like that actual street brass sound that I didn't realize was so culturally relevant in New Orleans, and it really inspired me to bring that sort of brass music into this.
Yeah, and I had a chance to meet Trombone Shorty maybe 15 years ago. He's a really interesting person and has a lot to say beyond music, and I'm sure it must have been great and inspirational to be in his midst.
Yeah, it's fun to see such a, you know, I played trombone all my life and really found it, you know, relevant to society. It was just nice to see something so in the spotlight that is around the thing I've spent my whole life doing.
So the name of this again?
This is Back of Town.
And here, once again, and there's a dancer here, Kristen. There she is, Kristen. Let me just say hello quickly to Kristen Ward, the resident belly dancer of the band. You're not belly. I haven't seen you belly dance yet. I mean, today. But yeah. You are around with a tambourine and playing. Have you been part of the band for long?
It's been a while. It's been enough that I've lost count, so about 10 years probably.
I'm going out of my way to just call attention to certain things because it's radio, and I want to be sure you get a sense of the cacophony of everything that's going on. That's a good word to describe it, I think. You will dance also, right, at various Eagle Burger performances?
Yes. So today, obviously, because we're on the radio, I mostly have tambourine and finger cymbals. But when we're out in the public, there's a lot of dance. I also have, sometimes I have very colorful fans that I play with, or the Eagleburger flag, which is this big, beautiful black and gold flag. And sometimes I'm also joined by our special baton thrower.
Right, you've got a spirit section.
Yes, we do. And sometimes we're also joined by the audience members as extra spirit, which is always really fun.
I wanted to make sure you know to look for the Eagleburger band and where they're performing so you get a sense of the fun that you're in for. So now a bit of a salute to Trombone Shorty. This is the Eagleburger band. That's the Eagleburger band, and what a great sound. I put a short little video of them up on our Facebook page so you can visualize them. And also, I was curious, I knew that Trombone Shorty had a book, but I couldn't remember it. And it's a picture book for kids that he wrote, and it tells his story, how he got his name. His parents didn't say, let's call him Trombone Shorty at the beginning. His name is Troy Andrews, but it talks about how he got his name, how he learned to do what he does, and the culture that he's steeped in. Have you seen the book, Tim?
I haven't seen the book, but I've seen him probably four or five times in lives at this point. So
yeah, it looks like it's a terrific
book, and he has a foundation that makes it available. So Donovan is going to tell us about the next song. Before, can I say hi to John? And then we're going to go. I'll say hi to Fetco here.
Larry, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
You were my trainer at radio originally back in 1980. So
you turned out good.
Thank you. You're doing all right yourself.
I'm trying. Nice to meet you. No, I saw that you were going to be here, and yeah. I said that. How many John Fetkoviches can there be?
There were several, but I'm the one that's playing in this band today.
You sound good. It's good to see you again, too. Donovan, tell us about you. Where are you from?
From McAnalus.
And the song you guys are about to do?
It's the Crash Man theme from Mega Man. We'd like to play lots of different genres in the band here and over the various years. So this is our first video game song from back in the 80s.
How do you do the arrangements for these? Something tells me they're either very complicated or somewhat simple.
It depends. Some of the ones we do by ear. Some of them we find charts and rearrange them. Here we added some more harmony and made the song a little brassier and a little more party.
Excellent. Yeah. Regardless, they have to take some attention to detail. But having this many musicians playing together, and I guess you've got some guardrails, but maybe not as many as, say, a string quartet would have.
We have to make the music work for us. So sometimes there's some adjustments we make, but I think all the adjustments we make bring up the energy and make it more fun for us in the crowd.
Well, here come the instruments. Thank you, Donovan, and here first video game themed song from Mega Man. The Eagle Burger Band. We'll be right back. There you've got the Eagle Burger Band. If you're just joining us, this group, how many? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11. I should have done this while they were playing. 13, it is 18. 18 folks here today, but that's not every member. There are some that aren't here today. And your next gig is, it says here, at Baconburg, which is new to me. Does anybody know enough about Baconburg? We're going to go over to another percussionist.
Hey, so Baconburg is in its second year. It's an event put on by the organizer that does the Beers of the Berg, and he has done a lot of fun events in recent years, and so this is the second iteration of Baconburg. They set up some tents for bacon and music and fun on at the Southside Works.
And this is B-A-C-O-N, not baking like a bakery would do, but it's bacon.
Salted pork products.
Wow, from Picklesburg to bacon. And that's going to be August 30th. What's the venue?
That is in the common area of Southside Works.
Okay, so all around. Oh, and that's where the Beers of Pittsburgh Festival's been too. I was going to ask you about the drums anyway, because he's got, I think, a concert. That's more than a concert snare.
I have what's called a field drum, which is a 15-inch snare. It's larger than a usual snare. It's meant for conveying the sound over a larger distance, thus field drum.
Yeah, when you see people marching with drums, military style, this is the kind of drum you often see. You're using it for much more pleasant purposes, but you've got some toys attached to it too. Do you want to So people know.
I have a I have a doll head on top of my hi-hat stand, and that's because I'm an enthusiast of the Center for Creative Reuse. So I'm creatively reusing this doll head at the moment, and next time I go to Center for Creative Reuse, I will reuse something else.
Yeah, and then he's got a couple cymbals, a cowbell, and what's this little itty bitty? Is that also?
Well, there's a wonderful drum shop in McKees Rocks known as Hawthorne Drums. They are where I got this wonderful antique field drum and this crazy small cowbell, and they specialize in reconditioning older stuff and doing a really good job with that.
Old drums are a lot of fun. All old instruments really are. Can I hear what the cowbell sounds
sure.
like?
There's a larger one and then the smaller one.
That is great. This is almost like a washboard that you can play a little easier, maybe.
We at one time for a number of years had a great washboard player. His name was Leaf, and he was from Pittsburgh, but he had spent most of his adult life in New Hampshire. But he came back to Pittsburgh and sadly has passed away, but he was a wonderful, beloved member of our community and our band.
I'll bet. Thank you for sharing that. We are going to have time for two more songs. And I understand that Kayla, who danced to me on stage, can tell us about the next one.
Hey, this song is called Asterix. It's by a Dutch brass band called Gallo Street. I like to say it's a banger. It's really fun to play. It's really brass heavy. And I think it challenged us learning it. But I think now it's like one of our favorite songs to play.
Excellent. If you have any comments you'd like me to pass along to these guys, you can text us at 412-200-5975. Please sign it so we can say it's from you. 412-200-5975. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing it. Live music with the Eagle Burger Band and Asterix.
We'll be right back.
the Eagle Burger Band, and it's hard to just not say wow after every song. I want to let you know, Eagle Burger, B-U-R-G-E-R, EagleBurgerBand.com is how you can find out more. They have one more song. Does anybody want to say hello that I haven't come up to? Do you have any family members that need a proof that you were actually here this morning rather than doing a chore or anything? Hello.
Hi, I'd love to do a shout out to my kids, Lucia and Arthur.
And who are you?
I'm Gina Grotluschen.
They probably would have known.
They can't hear me back here.
How old are they?
They're 10 and 12.
Well, I'm glad you did that. Anybody else have any messages that you want to send all over the county or country, as the case may be? Oh, who? I've been admiring your playing. What's your name?
My name's Justin Waters.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, and I'm playing the Barry sax right now. And I wanted to say hi to my children, 11 and 13, who are sitting at home right now, too.
And what are their names?
Knight and Trillian.
Knight and Trillian. Excellent. I'm glad. Anybody else have any children that you want to say hello to? See, we better not leave anybody out.
Hi, I'm Scott. I want to say hi to my daughter, Evelyn, who's 11.
Excellent. Anybody else with any? We get to say hello to everyone. Oh, the triples. Those were my drums when I marched, except mine were a little bigger.
Yeah, these are the baby-sized ones. I'm Joelle. I'm 60 years old. I'm a librarian.
Nice to meet you.
I will say hi to my 20-year-old kids.
And what are their names?
Sam and Sid.
Excellent. Do you work as a librarian?
I do, at the Carnegie Library.
Can I ask which branch?
At Maine. I'm a music librarian.
Ah. How long have you been there?
Oh, only 33 years.
So the name Kathy Logan means something to you?
Oh, yes. My boss who retired, yeah, she was wonderful. She was my mentor.
Yeah, she's a great person, and I worked with her quite a bit in that department. As you're listening, forgive the personal note, but Kathy, you know what? Can I make a confession just for a minute? Kathy would let me sometimes take out the reference records.
yeah, to special people.
Yeah. And one of the kindest things she did was when Fred Rogers passed away, there were certain recordings that were available nowhere else but at Carnegie Library, and I really wanted to play them on the radio, and Kathy helped me make that happen. So I did give them back.
Oh, yeah, we have them.
And you can access those, too, in the library. And if you have a good story, maybe you will be allowed to take them out. EagleBurgerBand.com is the website. It's our last chance to talk before your last song, at least on the radio. Another mention?
I just wanted to say hi to my son, Tiernan, and my daughter, Rhiannon. Rhiannon just got married at Museum Lab last Saturday. And it was a fabulous venue, very creative and very cool. I wanted to shout them out because they're within earshot here. But if you need an amazing, artistic, creative wedding venue, it's Museum Lab.
Yeah, there you go. And do you remember Rhiannon's, who she married, the name of that person?
I remember his name. His name is Shogo Lopez.
I just figured we should give them equity. And did you mention another child there too?
I have a son named Tiernan, yes.
Okay, just want to be sure. And anybody else? Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time. No, we're good to go. This last one is called It's Not Goodbye. Any explanation or backstory?
Sure. I think after my New Orleans trip, I was really looking for brass music that was sort of in our skill range. This was one of the first songs that were sort of more advanced for us. And it's really melodic. It's usually our change up energy song, so it's more of a slower, you know, melodic thing.
I'm glad you mentioned skill range, because I wanted to ask Donovan. People listening, or I'm sorry, I said Donovan, but I meant to say Tim. Forgive me. people might be listening, wondering, can I do this? you know, how can I get involved? And something tells me you probably would welcome additional players. What's the best route to do that?
Yeah, we do practice on Tuesdays at 7:30 in Shenley Plaza, like right by the Cathedral of Learning. So, yeah, anyone's welcome to join us for practice. I think for shows like this, you know, we expect a little more commitment. But, yeah, we're bigger than we've been for a while. So it's really fun to have this many people. We're trying to keep size checks a little bit. But, yeah, everyone's always welcome to practice.
So there's a great way you can hear them. During a practice session too, I'm sure you don't mind people sitting in to listen. You can maybe get a sense of whether it's something you would like to do. And I would really encourage you, whether it's at the renowned Baconberg on August 30th or at Shenley Plaza in Oakland, feeling this music is really something. It sounds great, but as I am here in our room, you can just feel the energy itself, but also just the vibrations from the instruments. It's really terrific. So thanks to all of you for being here today. And Eagle Burger Band is going to close with a very appropriate song. It's Not Goodbye.
thank you to Eagle Burger Band. It's wonderful to have had you here today. Thank you.